练习六。
Part A. You will hear a talk about picnics. As you listen, answer questions 1 to 10 by circling true or false. You will hear the talk only once. You now have 60 seconds to read questions 1 to 10.
My topic today is picnics. Please feel free and you may smoke if you wish. We will kick off by defining not what a picnic is, but what a picnic is not. A picnic is not a feast of cold chicken, tomato salad, pickles, tongue, ham, and white wine consumed off a tablecloth in a field or wood. Such a meal is only a portable business lunch, eaten at a table without legs and thus liable to give you indigestion. Anyway, you've forgotten the delicious foods. A picnic is not sandwiches, nor is it vacuum flasks and greaseproof paper bags in a car parked on a clifftop with the windows up. Nor is it portable barbecues, collapsible stools, or stormproof field ovens. What, then, is a picnic? The following elements are indispensable. 1. Children. A picnic without children is like roast beef without Yorkshire pudding. Children are the whole delight and purpose of a picnic, as well as coming in useful for fetching cigarettes. 2. Glorious weather. This is vital, for picnics and umbrellas do not go hand in hand. Picnics were intended to be eaten under a blue sky. 3. A good sight. There is a lot more in this than finding a meadow with a fine springy grass and its fair ration of buttercups. There must be streams to fall in, trees to fall out of, hills to roll down, and preferably a mad bull somewhere in the offing. This gives picnicking its proper air of adventure. 4. The right food. The following recipe is culled from a lifetime's experience and will yield a successful picnic for 4 people. You get 4 small, deep carrier bags of the kind that are used by wine merchants to hold 1 bottle of scotch. Into each carrier bag, you place these ingredients. 1 banana, 1 orange, 1 small portion of processed cheese, 1 handful of assorted biscuits, plain and sweet, 1 packet of chewing gum, 1 sausage roll, 1 bag of potato crisps, 1 hard-boiled egg, some cheese straws, a screw-top bottle of fizzy lemonade, 1 gingerbread man, 1 bun, 1 bar of chocolate, 1 stick of barley sugar, and other items to taste, provided that they are not boringly wholesome, that they were not left over from yesterday's dinner, and especially that they are not placed between two slices of bread, whether brown or white. You hand out the carrier bags to your squad of picnickers, and you set off. You do not worry if the oldest one, who has been crazed with hunger ever since finishing breakfast 10 minutes ago, commences to eat his picnic before the car is even out of the garage. You do not worry if the youngest one eats his chocolate before he gets to his sausage roll. Or even if he eats his sausage roll at all. You do not worry about your children getting sticky. You do not worry about your children feeling sick. You do not, in fact, worry about anything. You park the car and step out briskly into the countryside. You find a suitable spot. You sit down. You act as arbitrator while your children set up a brisk barter trade in boiled eggs and bananas. You eat. Your children begin to eat. Cease eating in order to catch dragonflies and resume eating. You do not warn them against germs or about indigestion. You light a cigarette. The sun shines on. You fall asleep. All is rustic and peaceful, except for the occasional magic cries of small picnickers being stung by bees. When it is time to leave, you heave your discarded carrier bags into the nearest litter bin and return home without worrying about the washing up. This picnic will be memorable. I promise you. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers to questions 1 to 10. That is the end of Part A. Part B. You will hear several conversations or talks, and you must answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following talk. You have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13.
There are two main kinds of beer in pubs in the UK. One is called mild and the other is known as bitter. Mild is a slightly sweeter brew than bitter. And the color of mild is a deeper shade of brown. However, the difference is a result of two different brewing processes. Or more specifically, the result of different ingredients being used in the brewing process. In the case of mild, the brewing process involves the use of slightly roasted barley, whereas with the bitter brew, the barley is not roasted. Furthermore, when bitter is undergoing preparation, there is more use of a plant called hops, which give it its distinctive bitter taste. When bitter is ready for consumption, it is a light yellow color, sometimes becoming a light brown. If the barley is more heavily roasted, the beer takes on an even deeper shade, resulting eventually in a brew which is almost black. One important point is that the names of mild and bitter do not necessarily indicate the relative strength of these two forms of beer. The word bitter may sound stronger than the word mild, but in this case, the opposite may be true. In other words, there are some mild beers which are stronger than bitter beers. The preference for one kind over another is, of course, a matter of personal choice. But it is true that more bitter beer is drunk in Britain than mild beer. The reason for this is not clear. It may simply be because more bitter beer is available than mild beer. On the other hand, it may be because bitter beer may be regarded somehow as a more exciting drink than mild beer. Certainly, it contains more acid, which is perhaps why the medical profession recommend that if you are going to drink beer regularly, you should ask for mild rather than bitter, because the lower acid content in the mild beer means that it is better for the health. This last point may be borne in mind whenever somebody raises their glass to you and says, "Cheers," or "To your health." You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 11 to 13.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎。
听啊，讲啊。